it's time to look at accessible technology. And joining me now is Paul Porter from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon.
And keeping us right at the front of what's happening in technology, you were wanting to talk about the new Flick app for iOS devices. What's this about?
That's right. It's not new exactly. A few years ago, a company brought out an app called Flexi, which enabled you to type on the screen, and it basically worked out by your finger patterns as to what words you were trying to type. And if it didn't get the word right the first time, you could flick down and it went through a list of words. That sort of changed and became less usable for people with using VoiceOver. But they've now brought out an app called Flick Type, and that's all one word, Flick Type. And that pretty much does the same thing. And it's a really clever way of inputting text into your iPhone, iPod, or iPad. And how it works is it works out by your finger movements. So you basically take your finger, you tap where you think, for example, if you're writing the word hello, you type where you think the H is, you type where you think the E is, you type where you think the L is, where the O is, and so on. And it works out by your finger patterns the word you're trying to type. And it pretty much gets it right most of the time. And if it doesn't, you just flick down and it brings up a list of words. If it doesn't have a word you want, you do a flick left and it deletes that last word and you can type again. So it's a really clever way of typing fairly quickly without using the built-in QWERTY keyboard, which some people do find tricky sometimes.
So does it matter then where you initially put your hand then? If you think H, because you could be on Z or anything, couldn't you?
I guess you really need to be a touch typist. So I would start, for example, roughly sort of middle of the phone, because that's probably where the H is going to be. So you just do a quick tap and you get a little click. Then I'd sort of move up slightly and left for the E, and then right a bit more for the L, and back down again, and then back up slightly right for the O. So I think, you know, if you're using touchscreen keyboards or if you're typing on a standard keyboard, I think it's really about muscle memory, because I can, you know, go to any QWERTY keyboard, and once I've orientated myself, you know, with the F and G keys, the home keys, you know, I can type pretty quickly, you know, because some keys have what we call different reaches. You know, you'll not get the bank of keys that you'd have on a traditional manual typewriter. When I first learned to type, you know, there was quite a height difference between the space at the bottom and the number of keys at the top. And now keyboards tend to be, you know, flatter and flatter. And of course, if you're using a touchscreen, then, you know, it's completely flat. So you have to adjust your ways of typing. But for me, you know, I found it a really quite a quick way of inputting information. And just a little anecdote, when the first Flexi version came out a few years ago, I showed it to a colleague who was totally blind, and he'd never used a touchscreen before. And I said, there you go, you know, just type in the word hello. And he did, and he got it straight off first time. So, you know, just by using muscle memory, by touching where he thinks the keys were on the screen, he was able to write without knowing, you know, what he was typing. So it's really clever, really intuitive. And you know, it's a little bit fun as well, because if it doesn't guess what you're typing, you know, you can go through the options and choose the word you want.
So let's take it back. I put in what I thought was hello, and it was absolutely nothing like that. So you delete it. So you move to where you think again it is, or can it start to guess what you're trying to type?
Yeah, I don't know if it gets better, you know, with your finger movement. So I would start slightly in the middle with H, then you move up slightly left. So, you know, you do have to be a touch typist, I guess, I think, to be able to use it, because it does rely on you knowing where the keys roughly are in relation to each other. But because the touchscreen's smaller, then, you know, perhaps have to make less movements. And I've also got my phone in portrait mode. So, you know, the phone is sort of vertical rather than horizontal. So that might make a difference as well as to how you use it. But, you know, quite clever. And for me, I've been playing with it over the last week since it came out. And, yeah, you know, it does seem to be about 80% accurate. And even if it isn't, then you flick down and, you know, get to the word you want. I was practicing earlier and I wrote, "Hello, Simon, how are you?" And, you know, it pretty much got it straight off.
Well, there you go, because my typing's not even 80% accurate when I type normally.
You know, typing in general, I would say for anyone, you know, whether you're visually impaired or not, but particularly if you are, it's a really useful skill to have because, you know, everyone's using keyboards and all sorts of forms these days. So I would encourage anyone who isn't a great typist or thinks, oh, you know, I can't see them, you know, how can I possibly learn to type? And it is a really good skill to have. And, you know, there are typing tutors and such things available. So I really would learn because it's a great skill to have.
And it's a free app.
It's a free app. It's Flick Type. It's all one word. FlickType. And it's available from the Apple iOS store.
Now, if you've got any questions on this or on any other aspect of accessible technology, then why not take advantage of having a team of experts at your fingertips? How do we get in touch with the RNIB Technology for Life team, Paul?
You can email tfl@rnib.org.uk or you can get to us via the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.
Paul, always a pleasure to chat with you. We will speak with you again very soon.
Speak to you soon.